But now it's time to talk about the little free libraries. Craig, I am fascinated by this. This is a new initiative that is kicking off in Lorain County, and I was made aware of it somewhat because the Joint Vocational School always sends us nice press releases and photographs. They always send little JPEGs of pictures mm-hmm. of the kids with their awards from different competitions and whatnot. And they have a picture of them with the little libraries that the carpenters have kind of put together. They look like little houses.
Birdhouses.
Sort of like that, or giant mailboxes kind of things yeah. with windows, some decorated like a little house or a barn. So I thought, what is this all about? And we thought we'd bring in Melanie Wilson from the Stocker Foundation, where this initiative kind of started locally. Good morning, Melanie. Thanks.
Good morning.
So tell me just a brief history of how you discovered Little Free Libraries, because this is kind of a nationwide type of thing that goes on.
Actually,
right?
The initiative is global.
Okay, global.
They have a world map on their website at littlefreelibrary.org.
And so this is, explain the concept of this.
The concept is to bring books to neighborhoods. We are part of their building blocks, which is considered books around the block. They will provide you signage as you fill out a charter for each house, each lot, little free library, and you get put on the world map, and that's why it's global.
So anybody, if we traveled around the world, we could stop at any little free library and take, as long as we know how to read the books in whatever language they were in.
But exactly. There are in Africa, Uganda, everywhere.
So you've brought this to Lorain County. Talk about, I guess, where these are going to be and how this process works, I guess.
Well, since the Stocker Foundation is located here in Lorain County, in Elyria, and we were located downtown Lorain for the past 30-plus years, we chose Lorain County as our building block for where we wanted the libraries to be located. So they are throughout Lorain County. They're as far as we have one in Kipton. We have one going in Huntington. We have them in Avon Lake. So they're throughout the county. And there are going to be 55 total.
Because even the release, I had 53, so even in that time, it seems to continue to grow. More people want to get on board. Are they out there right now, or are they?
There are 9 of them installed right now.
Okay.
Invest Elyria came on board with the initiative, and they have 5 installed throughout Elyria. There is one at the Louisiana Gardens, which is the community garden over on Louisiana Avenue in Elyria. And they're sporadic. But all of our little free libraries will be on the world map. You can just go to the world map and type in Elyria or Lorain, and every little free library that we put up will be there.
Now let's say Bruce wants to put one outside his house. Can he do that?
He can. He just needs to call me.
Really?
And then I need to be a steward. I become
yes,
a steward.
Yes, you become
right?
a steward of your little free library.
And that's how all of these are actually out there.
There are stewards for each little free library. A lot of the public libraries have came on board to steward.
We talked about the somewhat intricate designs of some of these.
Oh, some of them are absolutely gorgeous.
How does that come to be? Are there models out there? Are there guidelines? If Bruce wants to make one and put one in his front yard, what does he have to do?
There are guidelines, and you can Google what they look like, and you can get a design from that way. The JVS designed their own. We ordered 2 from Little Free Library Organization. But they thought they could be more inventive, in which they were. They built 30 of the little free libraries, and they are fabulous construction. And then 16 of those little free libraries were sent out to the Grafton Reintegration Center out of the Grafton Institute. And the carpentry gentlemen out there have been absolutely fabulous. They have built 6 specialty ones, and then they have also helped the JVS students complete theirs.
Now, these little free libraries, how many books do they hold?
They will hold between 25 to 50 books. Several that the Grafton Reintegration System has built will hold probably 50. They have doors on both sides to open up, and those will probably be going at our daycares. One is a bus, which is about 48 inches long, beautifully done, and one is a barn, and the other one is a doghouse.
Now, are these inside or outside? I saw a video that the initiative has, and it shows a child, and they have it in their neighborhood outside. I kind of worry about books in a thing outside. I'm just concerned how
well, all the houses are, all the libraries are weatherproof.
Okay.
And yes, they are located outside. They need to be accessible to the community at all times.
You know,
the theme is take a book, return a book. If a child comes and takes a book out of there, which we're infusing children's books into these libraries, we know they'll be reading for all ages eventually, but right now we're infusing children's books in them, pre-K to grade 5.
At the moment, where are these books coming from?
The initiative has bought over 3,800 books. Okay. And we have divided them up between our stewards, and our stewards have already received about 50 to 75 books each.
And you say they're going to be all out over. What are some of, I guess you say there's 55, that's the total, and there's some of them already out there now. What's been the response? I know that you say you get stewards, people calling, I want to host this. What's their response?
Well, the Boys and Girls Clubs have had one up since last year. They put theirs up last fall. They have two of them up at their club site in Elyria. They have noticed that a lot of books have left the library, but not a lot have came back, which means that children are reading them, which means they're keeping them, and that's improving their literacy levels. If you keep a book and you read it 5-6 times and then bring it back, you know, great. If you want to keep that book forever, we're not going to look for the book.
Now, do people bring books that they didn't take from that? In other words,
definitely.
You know, like donating books in a sense. I see, you know, you take a book, leave a book. I'm done reading this book. I don't need it anymore. Is that kind of a part
of
this process?
Exactly. People will leave books in every little free library throughout the county. The stewards will check that they're appropriate books. They'll pull them out. They'll put a sticker in them. That'll make them a little free library book from then on. And it can just keep circulating. I could take a book out of one of the libraries in Elyria and return it to the one in Kipton. As long as it gets returned to a little free library, it doesn't matter which one.
How did this start from the beginning? Do you know any of the history of this?
I do. Todd Bull, the co-founder, visited my office about a month and a half ago. He was in town working with the Cleveland Consortium, who are trying to get this started in Cuyahoga County. And so he came in. He donated a library to our initiative, which we'll be raffling off Saturday at the library launch. And he built the first one in memory of his mother in 2008. And then him and a friend of his built several more. They were just sitting around in his yard, and he decided, let's plant these. We can't sell them. They couldn't get, he was unemployed at the time. So they just decided, let's just plant them throughout the town. And they planted them throughout Madison, Wisconsin, and it just bloomed from there.
So people wondered, what is this box? What's it for? What's the catch? Do I have to leave money? What's the catch here?
Exactly.
What's the responsibility?
But there'll be a support sign on every one of the little free libraries in Lorain County that says, libraries big and small, we love them all. Take a book, leave a book.
You mentioned the library launch on Saturday.
Yes.
What happens there?
Most of our stewards do not have a library assigned to them yet, because installation starts the week of the 28th this month, and they will be assigned their libraries at the launch. We're just having a small luncheon for them to get to know each other, meet each other. We're giving them a beautiful book bag that they can come and go with to pick up their books every time we call them and say we have more books. We'll be passing out some donated books that the Lorain County Urban League have donated. So it's just going to be a fun day, get to know each other, and pick a library.
Now, I do know, where is that taking place?
Lorain County JVS.
Okay, because I do see from 1 to 3 that the public's invited to come out to see all these different libraries.
Yeah, this will be the only time that 44 of the little free libraries are together.
All right. You could almost make like a little like a hunt and find kind of a tour. You know, they always have different types of things. You know, go around the county looking for different things. You might be able to go from library to library.
It's odd that you said that, because I've already had a call from a nice email from a lady who says her and her mother's a retired librarian, and they drive around looking. You know, they just take drives every week. And that's what they want to do. They wanted a list of all the little free libraries. So the Chronicle-Telegram is going to have something in the paper on Sunday with a map, and it'll have the address of all 55 of our little free libraries.
Wow. Now, these libraries, we only know what books are in it when we come up to it and open up and look. It's like unwrapping a package, surprise, right?
Exactly.
So that way you can kind of just see, well, I wonder what book is there that's waiting for me, and you maybe find something that you didn't even think of. So this is kind of a fun thing, and it gets people involved in reading. And some of the things they talk about in the initiative, when I was looking, is sort of like a community thing. You know, it's sort of a little bit of a gathering. You know, we cross somebody who's bringing a book back, and you see a book, and it kind of creates conversation that happens.
And that's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to bring neighbors together, the community together, around the little free library. And most of our stewards are already planning little parties around their libraries once they're installed. So those will probably start happening around May 16th and on throughout the summer. They're going to have block parties. They're just going to have pass out flyers and try to have something on a Saturday or Sunday to promote their library in their neighborhood.
It's the Lorain County Little Free Library Initiative. Our guest today has been Melanie Wilson from the Stocker Foundation. The national site is littlefreelibrary.org. And locally, can they find a list of the maps or anything like that? Is that?
It will be in the paper on Sunday.
Okay.
And after that, it will be on the world map at their site.
Okay.
And we also have a Facebook page, so they can like us on Facebook page, Lorain County Little Free Library Initiative.
That sounds good. This sounds like a very fun thing and a colorful thing out there. And, of course, as a steward, you probably have to, just like you maintain your house, you got to, like, maintain this little library and make sure that it's painted properly.
Well, stewards are in charge of the books and what's in it.
Oh, okay.
But the Grafton Reintegration Center, they're going to be doing all of our maintenance for us.
Oh, okay.
If anything happens to a Little Free Library, vandalism, anything like that, which we haven't had any trouble with that yet, we'll be taking the library down, take it out to them. They'll fix it, and we'll put it back up.
Well, that sounds great. Again, it's the Little Free Library. Our guest today, Melanie Wilson. Thanks for sharing this with us.
Thank you.
And the work you're doing with the Little Free Library.